In just 24 hours, there have been major developments in the battle between the Trump administration and Harvard University. Yesterday, the administration revoked Harvard's ability to admit international students. This morning, the school sued, and then a judge issued a temporary restraining order. So for now, the administration's action is on pause. NPR's Janaki Mehta is back with us, and she has the latest. Hi, Janaki.
Hey, Ari.
So bring us up to speed on what has happened.
Yeah, so yesterday the Trump administration sent Harvard a letter saying it would revoke the certification that allows it to admit international students. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said in a statement that the administration was, quote, holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus. The administration had also told currently enrolled international students they'd have to transfer to another university. And then, as you said, less than 24 hours later, Harvard filed a lawsuit which calls the Trump administration's actions a, quote, campaign of retribution. And a federal judge has now granted Harvard a temporary restraining order against the Trump administration.
What does that temporary restraining order do?
So it temporarily stops the government from revoking Harvard's certification that allows it to admit international students. You know, part of what's so striking is that the back and forth between Harvard and the Trump administration has moved so fast. I spoke to Carl Tobias, a professor of law at the University of Richmond in Virginia, and he pointed out one of the reasons the federal judge has been able to move quickly.
She didn't even bother to wait to hear about all the evidence because it had already been in the public realm by the way in which Noem and the president have criticized Harvard publicly over and over again.
Now, the Trump administration seems to be suggesting they might appeal. I reached out to DHS, which sent a comment from Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. In part, she said, quote, the Trump administration is committed to restoring common sense to our student visa system, and we expect a higher court to vindicate us in this.
Can you tell how strong Harvard's case is against the Trump administration here?
Yeah, the legal scholars I've spoken to, including Carl Tobias, seem to think they have a strong case. In addition to Harvard's argument that the Trump administration is infringing upon its First Amendment rights, the suit also says that the administration is in violation of the sorts of legal procedures required for withdrawing a school certification to admit international students. The government can and does rescind those kinds of certifications, but usually it has proof that a university is in violation of certain, like, administrative procedures, for example, failing to maintain accreditation. Instead, in her initial letter, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem gave Harvard 72 hours to turn over records and audio and video footage involving international students taking part in protests or in dangerous activity.
This doesn't just affect Harvard. It affects thousands of students, more than a quarter of the student population. Can they now breathe a sigh of relief, or are they in limbo? What's the status?
Yeah, I mean, at least for now, we'll have to see how the legal proceedings play out. I've been in touch primarily with students, international students at Harvard, and they didn't want to be named because they fear retaliation from the U.S. government. But one student who's set to graduate in a week told me she's just had a roller coaster of emotions. Not total relief yet, she said, still lots of anxiety. But also, she said, these early actions from Harvard make her hopeful that the university will do what it can to protect international students. And she pointed out that students like her across the country don't just contribute to research and bring jobs to the economy, but also bring unique cultural perspectives that strengthen universities like Harvard. And I mean, Ari, international students at Harvard, like you said, they make up over 27% of the student body at the moment. And across the nation, more than a million international students attended higher education institutions in the U.S. last year. Now, many of them are afraid if they have a future in this country.
That is NPR's Janaki Mehta. Thank you.
Thank you.